Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But guess what? Heard all across the world wide web. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Listen, get comfortable, get you some lemonade. Jump on Twitter, jump on Facebook, tell them what you're listening to. You're checking out your girl, Charvette Mitchell. Listen, hello to all those that are already on the phone lines, hanging in, listening to us live. We appreciate you guys, those that are coming in from Twitter and from Facebook, from Instagram, from Charvette.com, and certainly all of our broadcast stations. We say hello. We appreciate you guys every single week. You know, the goal of our show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we do that by bringing you dynamic guests, and so certainly today is no different. So let me tell you who we have lined up to chat with today. So in our first segment, and she is back by popular demand. She's hanging out in the virtual green room right now, so I know she's enjoying some virtual snacks while she's waiting to be brought up to the virtual mic. We have a dynamic young lady, Pamela D. Smith. She is a mom. She is a wife. She's a minister. She's a motivational speaker. She is an author. She is an empowerment coach and a spiritual teacher. She was here before to talk about encouraged, equipped, empowered, which was self-published inspirational devotional. Well, guess what? She is back at it again, bringing the reader, the learner, I'm going to say, some good information with her brand new book. And listen, the release is this week, so you're going to get to hear nuggets and all of the details about her brand new project. You're going to get to hear from all about it first. Life, Love, Liberty, a 21-day spiritual life coaching journey. All right, so we're going to be talking about all of that in the first segment. And then in the second segment, I am tickle pink, as my auntie from Millersville, Georgia would say, to have on the show in our artist spotlight, a brother of mine, James Johnson, all the way from Baltimore, Maryland, by way of Richmond, Virginia now. He's a producer. He's a performer. He's a songwriter. He's an arranger. He's an artist now. He has produced, performed, and recorded and written for several artists, including Three Wise and Alvin Slaughter, Maurette Brown Clark, Stephen Hurd, Bishop Rudith McKinney, and a host of others. He's the Minister of Music, Worship, and Arts at Cedar Street Baptist Church of God here in Richmond, Virginia. Most recently, he's worked along with Grammy-nominated and Stellar Award-winning artist Troy Sneed and produced two of his most recent albums. Listen, you can hear his work, his production and songwriting work with Arkansas Gospel Mass Choir on their latest album, which featured the hit song that swept all the airwaves called You Alone, co-written. He co-wrote that with award-winning songwriter Michael McDowell. So we're going to be chatting with him in the second segment, so you don't want to move. So let's jump right on in again to my first segment. Excited to have Pamela D. Smith back with us. I'm bringing her up to the mic right now. And we are going to talk and chat about this new release. Hello, Pamela. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, Ms. Charvette. Thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, it is my honor and my delight. Listen, you're on tour, so I'm just glad we were able to catch you during all this touring that you're doing.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. So tell us, let's jump right on in. You have your book launch and reception this coming weekend, Life, Love, Liberty. What is it all about?
Life, Love, Liberty is a 21-day spiritual life coaching guide that I wrote. It's filled with ambition, attitude, actions, and affirmations that a person should take if they want to live abundantly, love unconditionally, and experience exceptional liberty. So I wrote today is broken down actually into 21 days, and each day you have prayers, you have affirmations, and you have actions that you can take in order to experience that abundant living, unconditional love, and exceptional liberty.
Wow. And do you find that people are seeking, they're after, that's what they're after, that's what they're looking for?
Yes, I certainly think so. People don't really know how to tap into the abundant life because so many people have it mixed up as to what abundant living is. They think it's the material wealth. But what this guide does is teaches you how to tap into the inner riches and truly live an abundant life. Now, the material things is a bonus that comes with it. But when you tap into your inner riches, you're really living an abundant life.
And so I know that you do a one-on-one, in-person life coaching, you know, assisting people. And so if someone is saying, well, you know, I may need a life coach, I'm not sure if I do, what are signs or clues or symptoms, let's say, if someone's listening saying, you know, do I need a life coach, what would you say to them they should look at maybe in their life that would indicate that that one would be good for them?
The first thing is, are you open to change? If you're open to change, and then number two, if you are willing to do the inner work, because it's not enough to just think yourself new. You have to do yourself new. So there's a lot of work that comes with wanting to change. And if you're willing to put in the work, then you should seek the guidance that's available for you to change.
All right, there you have it, just in case you were wondering. And so with the book, is the book really almost like a virtual life coach? It turns into a coach for you?
It actually does.
Okay. And so the key points that are in the book that you really want people to walk away with, what are the things that you want them to, you know what, when you finish this, this is what I want you to feel like you can accomplish or walk away with?
Some of the key points as far as living abundantly is, again, not being focused on the material possessions. Again, that is a bonus, but learning how to embrace your spirituality, learning how to walk in your authentic being, having that relationship with God, drawing closer to God, finding out who you are, loving God, loving self, and then it makes it easier for you to love other people. And then that's where the second part comes in, at loving unconditionally. Realizing that, because I talk to a lot of people who are looking for love, but they don't never really talk about, they talk about the receiving, but they don't never really talk about the reciprocating. And in order to receive unconditional love, you have to be willing to also give unconditional love. And the liberty part of it is just not getting caught up in the rules and restraints that other people may try to place on you, not letting other people define what you should be doing, how you should be doing it, living in that freedom of who you are. You've heard from God, you've clearly heard from God, and you're walking in what God has told you and not what man is trying to tell you to do.
All right, there you go. With your hand on your hip, I heard that tone, that inflection in your voice. I could see you maybe with your hand on your hip making that last statement. And so why 21 days? Why 21 days? Why not 10 days? Why not 7? Why not 30?
Research claims that in order to start a new habit, it takes 21 days of consistently doing that new thing. Me personally, I think the 21 days is a good jump start, but I think you have to go longer than that. But I just, kind of to be consistent with research, I did 21 days.
Okay, and so if in your vision, what would be really, if they take the book and probably read kind of portions of it, maybe do read a portion and kind of stop and work on that a little bit and then come back to it, is that how it will work best?
Yes. I think you definitely need to read a portion and do the recommended work that comes after that section. And then go back to it and read. Because if you try to read it all and then go back and say, okay, now I have all this work to do, it can become overwhelming.
Absolutely. And typically when people become overwhelmed, they don't do anything. they stop.
Right,
so,
exactly.
And then you say, what happened to it? Child, I got to come back to that later. So
right.
We don't want people to be overwhelmed
right.
And take chunks at a time.
Right.
So the 21-day book, and we have the journey, and affirmations. You mentioned that the book has affirmations in it. What is an affirmation, and why is an affirmation powerful?
An affirmation is a statement that you make to self, about self. And I think it's powerful because when you declare to self that, hey, I can do this, I think it gives you that internal drive and that internal motivation that you really need to actually do it. It sounds good coming from other people, but that affirmation gives you that self-belief.
Mm. Wonderful, wonderful. And I think affirmations have become more and more popular, now, if I can say that. You know, it used to be a time that we didn't necessarily hear that word. But do you feel that way, or maybe that's just my take on it, that I just seem to hear that word more often?
No, I definitely feel that way as well, because I hear it a lot also from other life coaches or ministers or teachers. Affirm. You have to affirm it. You have to affirm it. So I definitely think it has become popular.
Okay. And so I know that you created a signature spiritual mentorship program that is called Life, Love, Liberty, Spiritual Life Coaching with a Life Coaching Package. So did the mentorship program come first, or did the book idea come first?
The book idea came first. The mentorship program has been created. It just hasn't been released, more so because of the tour right now. I don't really, I won't really have that time to give it that personalized attention. So immediately after the tour, it'll be released. But the book did come first. And then I felt that there are some people who may actually need that enhanced guidance.
Wonderful. And so I like that you specifically, you call it a mentorship program. Do you consider mentorship different or the same as coaching or life coaching?
I think it's different. I think it's different. Coaching is more, this is what I suggest you should do. This is the situation you're in. Mentorship is more or less like, this is what I am doing. You can watch me do it. Watch it work for me. And once you see it work for me, then you'll embrace it more because you actually see it in effect.
The behavior is modeled for you. You can see somebody modeling that behavior. Okay. In the book, you say, or a note about the book, you say, if you're ready to live beyond your title or your role, then this book is for you. I thought that was an interesting phrase there. What were you trying to get to there, certainly dealing with people with titles and roles?
Authenticity. We can be given a title by someone, but that doesn't make us true to that title, true to that purpose, true to that calling. And so when you're ready to shift beyond a label, because that's all the title is, a label that someone else has put on you or given you, and you're really ready to walk into your true being, then that's when you can make that spiritual shift.
All right. Well said. Well said. While people are hanging out with us, hello to all those that are have come in on the phone lines and those that are coming in from Twitter and Facebook and Charvette.com and certainly Instagram and all of our broadcast stations. We're waving virtually hello. Thank you for checking us out. Pamela D. Smith, we're here in an author spotlight. Let listeners know how they can connect with you online and all your social media connections.
I can be found on Facebook, facebook.com/authorPamela, on Instagram, Pamela D. Smith, the number one. I can be found on Twitter at OneTransform, and my website, which is being revamped. So the new web address is going to be PamelaDSmith.net.
All right, there you have the connection points. And so talk a little bit about your release this weekend. Give us all the juicy details. We have listeners tuning in from all over.
Okay. The official paperback release will be this weekend. I'll be having a book launch reception in my hometown of Ruston, Louisiana, where the book will be sold. A T-shirt that accompanies the book will also be sold. There'll be a musical performance by my brother and his Christian rap music ministry group. They'll be there performing, as well as a live interactive Q&A for people in attendance that want to ask questions about the book, ask questions about publishing and writing. And then from there, I'll be start selling the paperback version, because the Kindle version was released in January.
Okay, great. So the Kindle version is available for those that are e-book readers and you are used to having your things on the go with your iPads and your tablets. And where can they pick up the e-book version? On Amazon?
Amazon, correct.
All right, so you can jump over there now and do that. And what's the date, time, and location of your book launch?
It's Saturday, March 19th, 2 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time in Ruston, Louisiana at the Sleep In Reception Room.
All right, there you go. Now, I do love on your site you have some goodies for people if they sign up for your email list and mm-hmm. they stay connected with you on your email list. They get free devotionals and free audio recordings. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I try to send out a devotional biweekly. I'm going to pump that up to weekly. Well, you'll receive an email of a weekly devotional just encouraging you for the week. I'll start actually doing audio devotionals where I'll actually be recording the devotionals because a lot of people now like to hear it. So if you sign up for the email list, which is free, you'll receive audio devotionals, written devotionals. You'll receive information and updates on new products that I have coming out, tour dates, when I'll be in a city near you if you want to come out, buy a book, chat with me. So those are all the benefits of signing up on my email list.
All right. There you have it. And listen, this is Reality Radio. I just jumped over to Amazon and a great review on the book from Amazon. One Amazon reader said, and this is initials RB, awesome read, very encouraging and motivational. So there you have a live testimonial that you can get there right there on Amazon. All right, so can you tell us some of your favorite, maybe a couple of the favorite affirmations that you do have within the book?
One of them is, I am ready to be exceptional, willing to do the exceptional in order to experience the exceptional.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Say that again.
It says, I am ready to be exceptional, willing to do the exceptional in order to experience the exceptional.
Oh, wow. That is something you can really, like, if you think about that, that is, wow, that's amazing. Okay.
All right. I have another one. God is love. I was created in the image and likeness of God. Therefore, I too am love. Because you want to walk in power. When you operate in love, you're at your highest self, so you're actually operating in power.
Okay, good. All right, well, there you have it. Yeah, oh, you got some more for us?
Well, one more. My love is balanced. I receive and reciprocate love.
Okay, which alludes to what you talked about earlier of people always kind of looking for love. You know, Luther, I think it was Luther that said looking for love in all the wrong places. Sometimes you got to wait for love. But so it's amazing because you're so right. People are always like, I'm looking for love. But then I wonder if we, and I'm just throwing all of us in the pot, not pointing any fingers anywhere, do we think about how much we give love, how many opportunities have we taken to try to show love? So I think that's a really great point to stick a pin in.
Exactly.
All right. So one more time, tell listeners how they can get a hold of the book, when they will be able to get a hold of the paperback and all that good stuff.
Okay. The Kindle version is available on Amazon.com right now. The paperback version will be launching this Saturday, March 19th. I'll be doing a book launch reception in Ruston, Louisiana. After then, you'll be able to order the paperback version from my website, www.pamelladsmith.net.
All right, there are all the details. Okay, and so I can't leave out that you're a mom, you're a wife, and that certainly you consider your first ministry is your home. So would love for you to, you know, shout out your husband and your three boys.
Oh, hey, y'all. They are my babies. Yesterday, my husband and I actually celebrated 19 years of marriage.
Wow! Amazing. That's awesome.
Yes, we celebrated 19 years. We haven't killed each other yet. We are receiving and reciprocating love. We're walking in it.
Then you've got that last affirmation, right? Y'all, like, I'm practicing that last affirmation.
Yes.
I'm a living testimony.
Yeah, and my boys, they are amazing. They're pretty much grown. The baby is 17. He's in school playing football. Next year will be his last year in school. Then we have a 19-year-old and one that will be 23 on the 29th of this month. And they are my life, love, and liberty.
Wow. Wow. And as you were, you know, putting the book together and just really life, all of the things that you do, because certainly listeners, you can go over to Charvette.com and you may be listening from there and see her full bio of all the things that you do. How do you continue to balance really your life, your family, all of that, and all the things that you know, are doing to help impact the rest of us?
I actually work off of a calendar. Yesterday,
okay.
I actually printed off a home schedule and gave a copy to my husband just yesterday. And I told him, I said, okay, these are my quitting times for this, that, and the other, so do not let me go over these times. I had to do that because I found myself giving too much time to one thing, so I had to kind of balance it out. But before then, I always have worked off of a calendar. I check the calendar every day. What do I need to be doing? I even put in there wash today or do this today. I am a list person, and that's how
okay.
I stay organized.
Well, listen, I think that's some good life coaching and mentorship right there for all of the rest of us. So as we wrap up, certainly the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
I found this internal drive and this passion for helping people, and as I started walking in that and walking in my purpose, I'm continually motivated by understanding that people do need help. And as I'm submitting myself to God and to the work and the will of God, I'm actually fulfilling a great need or a great cause in other people's lives. And that's what continues to motivate me, understanding that I'm serving a higher purpose than my own.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that is well said. Thank you so much, Pamela D. Smith, for stopping by the virtual studio once again. Certainly wish you continued success on all of your endeavors and on this new book release. And so thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you are quite welcome. All right, listeners, we're going to take a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our second segment, and I am tickled pink, as my auntie from Milledgeville, Georgia would say, to have James Johnson with us. Listen, he's hanging out in the virtual green room, so I know he's enjoying some virtual chicken wing drumettes and some salad and some tea while he is in the virtual green room. But James Johnson is with us. #agree challenge. I know you've seen it all over social media. He's a producer. He's a songwriter. He's an arranger. He has a new single out, and I really want you to hear all about him, and we're going to just, you know, ask all the good, juicy questions. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. Don't you move.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Introducing contemporary gospel artist Deani with the new hit debut single titled The Blood on Remare Records.
So they slay me, crucify me. I have been washed in the blood, I'm reading.
Purchase Deani's new hit single on iTunes, Amazon, in February. Once again, be sure to check out contemporary gospel artist Deani with the new hit debut single titled The Blood on Remare Records. Follow Deani on Twitter, Facebook, by going online to DeaniMusic.com. That's spelled DeaniMusic.com. That's DeaniMusic.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.letiboyd.com.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Hey there. Thank you guys so much for checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hello, waving virtually to all those that are hanging out on the phone line, those that are coming in from Twitter. Hello, I know you follow me on Twitter, right? Twitter.com/Charvette. Go ahead and follow. Certainly you can follow. Also follow on Facebook, Facebook.com/Charvette. Just hit the follow button. And big shout out to everyone else. And if you can't remember all that, just Charvette.com is the best place to hang out. Oh, and hello to our mobile phone app downloaders. Thank you for listening from the mobile phone app. All right, so we're moving right on in right now to my second segment, my artist spotlight. I'm going to be bringing James Johnson up to the mic in a second. Listen, I just have to say and reiterate, as I said earlier, he's a producer. He is a songwriter. He's an arranger. He's an artist. He has produced and performed and recorded and written for several artists, including Alvin Slaughter and Marit Brown Clark and Stephen Hurd and Bishop Rudolph McKissick and a whole list more. He's the Minister of Music, Worship, and Arts at Cedar Street Baptist Church of God, located right here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Most recently, he has worked alongside Grammy-nominated and Stellar Award-winning artist Troy Sneed and produced two of his most recent albums, All Is Well and Awesome God, and you can hear his production and songwriting with the Arkansas Gospel Mass Choir, their latest album, which featured the hit song that swept the airwaves, You Alone. And guess what? Now he's out with hashtag Agree, his new single, and he's here with us on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Run into the green room right now to bring James Johnson on air. Hello, James. Welcome.
Hey, Charvette. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I am blessed. I can't complain. I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day, and I'm definitely grateful, one, to be alive, but I'm also happy and excited to be here with you.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And so we got so much to talk about. I'm like, where do I want to start? Do I want to start with the hashtag Agree Challenge? Do I want to start with you going to be on TV on Friday? Then we got to be at Transformation Expo on Saturday. Then we got a concert on Sunday. So you know what? I'm going to start from the beginning. We're going to hit all of that, listeners.
Don't worry.
Y'all
good.
Are like, we want to hear about all of that. I'd love to have you just talk a little bit about, I know you were, you know, PK, and kind of just tell listeners how you kind of grew up and how music became a passion for you.
Well, music has been such an influential paradigm in my life since I was a child. Many of you may or may not know that Richmond is, and although I continue to be one of those perpetrators that's like, yeah, I'm from Richmond. I was actually born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland, where I spent about 25 years. First 25 years of my life, born, raised in West Baltimore. In the hood is where I grew up. However, I was blessed to make it out, one, because I am the son of a preacher. My father pastors a small church in East Baltimore, where I grew up there and learned how to play the drums, learned how to play the organ and sing, sitting under my mother. I share all the time that my entire family on my mother's side is just a host of musicians and
wow.
singers and preachers and the whole nine. My grandparents, they had seven kids, and between the seven kids, they had 30-plus grandchildren. So
wow.
all of us, because our parents were musicians and preachers, all of us kind of also obtained the same gift. So I have cousins that, one, I have a cousin right now that's overseas playing with Sting, and I have another cousin that's on the road with Tasha Cobb, another cousin that's singing with William McDowell. So we have been, I grew up in music, so.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't something foreign, but it's been like my call to life. So that's how I grew up. Went to a performing arts high school where I really started to take music seriously. Then, you know, later would matriculate to the collegiate level and just really kind of pursue from a standpoint of a learned musician. But that's my background. Played at a few churches, and it landed me here in Richmond, Virginia with Dr. Anthony Chandler, which
yes.
I am grateful to be a part of the music ministry, church, and the staff here at the Cedar Street Baptist Church of God. This is going
all
into
right,
my
amen.
Eighth year. Yep.
Really?
Yeah, this is going on 8 years. It's so hard to believe, but this May will be 8 years that I have been residing here in Richmond.
Wow. Well, we're glad to have you and glad to be able to claim you as our own. So let's talk about the production piece. When did you kind of get into that area, which is, you know, different? Most people know kind of playing a drum, singing, but that production piece, how did you get into that?
I actually started getting into production my senior year in high school. Many people don't know that, like, back in high school, you know, that's when the R&B and the hip-hop age was really, you know, those days in the 90s, late 90s into the early 2000s. It was really heavy, especially in Baltimore with artists like Little Mo and Drew Hill and various others. So my first opportunity to perform and play and actually produce was actually for Drew Hill with Cisco and Jazz and all of those guys before I actually did gospel music. And I know it seems like, wow, he's a son of a preacher. But,
right, with Drew Hill.
with Drew Hill. But my father, you know, allowed me to have the opportunity. And because he knew I would find my roots back to the church and to gospel music. So after that, you know, I started writing and just writing. And one of my first big opportunities was to work with an independent artist by the name of Doreen Vail. And Doreen Vail, she's a phenomenal gift, phenomenal artist to the body of Christ. She and her husband gave me an opportunity to produce her record called Odyssey. And she had, you know, plenty networks and plenty of friends in the music industry. And that's how I got a chance to work with Moret Brown Clark for the first time, along with Alvin Slaughter, because she was friends with them. So I produced some of the records or the song. Well, I produced all the songs. But in producing some of the songs gave me the opportunity to work with them. So that was an unbelievable experience. And from there, you know, God just would continue to open up different opportunities. When I got here to Cedar Street, probably about 3 years in of being here, we did our own CD entitled Indeed. I'm not sure if you remember that.
Yes, I have a copy of it.
You have a copy. So it featured Cedar Street has such a rich legacy of music here. You know, I know it's known for having wonderful preachers and pastors such as Benjamin Robinson and Dr. Anthony Chandler. But even so, just at the like, there have been many rich voices that have come through Cedar Street, from the Virginia Choral Ensemble, of course, probably being with one of the most significant, to the B.W. Robinson Memorial Choir. So in order to kind of keep that legacy alive and push it to the next generation, we started the Voices of Cedar Street. And they did a record, and that was probably an amazing opportunity and time we had together. And from that opportunity, it allowed me to have an opportunity to go on the Radio 1 Love Cruise.
Okay.
And on that cruise, that's where I kind of like met everybody and started working, and that's where, you know, history really began. I got a chance to meet Troy Sneed, and since then I've been working with Troy now for like the last 5 years, producing his latest few records, and actually on their label Intro, that he and his wife Emily own, our CEO, I am one of the staff producers, which basically means my responsibility is to produce the records of the artists that are on the station. So some of those artists include, of course, Troy Sneed, the Arkansas Gospel Mass Choir, Wilmington Chester, Bruce Parham. So that's how those opportunities afforded themselves.
And you know what? I don't know if people know the breadth and the depth, because you're such a, I perceive you to be a modest guy. So you're not walking around, you know, with your bio taped to the back of your jacket, like, Google me. But, you know, it's amazing. Yeah, that's awesome. All of that really just favor on your life. So now you're doing all of this for other people. You're songwriting, producing. I would love, and I had the opportunity to come to your single release, just kind of sat in the back, took it all in, and I would love for you to just share all of the things, as much as you like, leading kind of up to you putting hashtag agree out. Tell our listeners in your own words about that.
Really, I guess quickly, last year, which I was anticipating being one of the most exciting years of my life, literally weeks before going to have my opportunity as a Stellar-nominated producer and songwriter, Because You Alone had so much favor on it. It granted us 6 Stellar Award nominations that last year. And on my way there, before I left, I woke up one morning with some pain in my eye. And initially I just thought it was, you know, maybe how you sleep on the wrong side and your head's all on the pillow and stuff like that. So I'm just thinking it was something like that. Nevertheless, it never went away. And, you know, the pain became more severe each day. Finally went to the doctors. The doctors did some tests, and then they scheduled some emergency MRI and spinal tap, all kinds of things that I'd never had before. Long story short, leading up to the awards, literally the week before, the doctors diagnosed me with relapsing and remitting multiple sclerosis, which for many that don't know, it's short for MS is the short term for it. And MS is basically a neurological disease where your immune system is attacking your central nervous system. So it attacks the nerves in your brain along with the nerves in your spine. And unfortunately, if it attacks a nerve or allows a nerve to deteriorate, it's irreversible. So, for instance, if it attacks the nerve for what doctors say is irreversible, if it attacks the nerve to move your pinky toe, then you could lose that functionality of that. So it was probably one of the most heart-wrenching experiences I'd had to endure thus far in my life amongst this wave of notoriety and coming to the scene and success and everything else. So, you know, the entire time I was in Vegas, I think I was on prednisone and some other medicine. So, I mean, I was literally medicated the entire time there. I was tired. I was drained. So it wasn't like one of those experiences that you could really take in. I'd been to Vegas before, but not in this capacity. Been to the Stellar Awards before and not in this capacity. So to be sitting here in the audience up front, sitting next to Loretta Devine and Jay Moss and, you know, this person and that person, and to be like, I can't really take this in because of what I'm going through, that was a really difficult place to be in. So when I got back...
And you know what, James, let me just throw in, I heard Bishop Jake say once, you know, what do you do when you're saying to God, how can this be the best of times and the worst of times, all at the same time? Wow,
that's
so
exactly what it was like.
That.
It was like, you know, I was trying to enjoy it, but at the end of the day, you know, I would be happy for a moment, very excited, but then it was like, oh, you got to take your medicine. So I was like, oh, I'm reminded, I have this. Or, you know, I would be, you know, at the top of my, I would be enjoying it, and then all of a sudden I would be just so fatigued out of nowhere. So it was like that. When I got back from the awards, I think I dealt with, and I mentioned this in the little interview I did before, just mentioning that I dealt with just a little depression. And I think that's something that even Tasha Cobb mentioned, we don't really discuss a whole lot of in the body of Christ because, you know, we're all expected to be just champions all the time and we can fight through this.
Right.
Not necessarily understanding that, you know, we are human and people too dealing with real life situations. Nevertheless, you know, throughout the entire summer of dealing with several different things, finally, toward the end of the summer, after I started this medicine, my cousin, became ill too. My first cousin, and remember I told you, like, I come from a musical family. Felicia Chandler, she is the eldest cousin or the grandchild on my mom's side. So when she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and to see her persevere the way that she did became an inspiration to me. So even with facing my own difficulties and challenges, you know, God really took that and showed me that me dealing with my illness wasn't necessarily for me, but it was to be a testament to somebody else. And that's what that became. It became for me, like, you know what, although before I had a hard time ministering on Sunday morning or any ministry opportunity because I felt like I couldn't get through, that was an opportunity for me to show people of what a sacrifice of praise really looked like, or what serving God in spite of carrying your cross, what that looked like. It was my opportunity to show that how God would give you a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. So, you know, dealing with all of that, coming full circle, the Lord led me to a scripture one night in Matthew 18 and 19 that says, if two of you were to agree on anything as to touching on earth and ask of it in my Father's name, it will be given to them. And that's where this new song was birthed, Agree. And it's funny because, like you said, you know, I don't walk around with my bio, like I don't walk around saying I did X, Y, Z, because I'm really comfortable like being in the background and just kind of, you know, just not necessarily being the person out front. And there were a few people that, you know, were interested in the song, few artists that was like, you know, we want to do the song on our record, we want to do this. And for some reason, God didn't allow it to happen because he was like, you know what, James, this is your testimony.
Yes.
You have to share this for the world. You know, you've written other songs for other people, and it's been great, and it's been wonderful. But this right here is so personal that only you can deliver this story, and it will only be effective if you do it the way I'm telling you. So I had to come from out of the background, in the back row, from behind the scenes, from behind the stage, giving cues, to actually being on the front of the stage with the microphone and singing the story and the testimony.
My God.
So here we are now.
Here we are now. And listeners, don't worry. We're going to let you hear Agree. We're going to let you hear Agree. Can you just tell them that first few lines, just the words of the first few lines?
It's really simple. If you remember before, I told you the song is when you internalize that things are not about you, it's about somebody mm-hmm. else, and that everyone is dealing with an issue. So it takes it and moves it from being so personal to a corporate response of linking in with someone else and having faith for God to move. I often say it this way, you know, we can get God's attention, of course, when we're yelling and screaming and kicking him to say, God, fix my issue, fix my circumstance. But
yeah.
when we really get his attention is when we go to him on behalf of someone else. If you remember the guys that brought their friend through the roof
yes.
of the building just to see Jesus, that's when you get Jesus' attention, when you have faith for somebody else. Because, you know, he couldn't walk. He could not move. He couldn't get to Jesus. But he knew, his friends knew that, look, if we can have faith for him, God will heal him. So when you have faith for someone else, that's what gets God's attention. One, not just to heal them, but say, you know what, you are so selfless that let me go ahead
yes.
and fix your situation too. So the song lyric says this: if there were a time that I needed you, the time would be now. Show me what to do, for I'm not by myself. We all need your help. Our need is critical, so we agree on a miracle.
We agree on a miracle. Yes, yes, yes. And again, listeners, we're going to let you hear Agree in like 6 minutes. So hold tight. If you just tuned in, we're talking to James Johnson. James Johnson, we want you to pick up the single Agree. Very simple. You can't get mixed up with that name, James Johnson. James, let them know where they can go purchase the single.
The single you can get online. If you have iTunes, you can just put it in your search and you can get it on iTunes. You can go to CD Baby if you want to just download it directly to your computer at work or at home. Or you can go to Google Play. It's pretty much at any online outlet, from Rhapsody to Google Play to what's the other one? Spotify,
probably on Amazon too. Yeah,
Amazon. It's everywhere. So go get it.
Everywhere.
Go get it.
And so we got it. So how did the hashtag Agree Challenge start? Did you start that?
Yes, I started it the other day. It was so such an amazing thing of how this thing has become such a major viral sensation in a few days.
Yes.
I had just came back from Durham. I went to Durham over the weekend to sing and perform, and
Ruth Elantra.
Yes, for my sister Ruth Elantra, who I had the opportunity to work with before. And it's funny, when I was introduced, most people are familiar with my work, but not necessarily familiar with who I am. You know,
right.
So they know the music, but they don't know the author and the producer. If that makes sense.
Yes.
So
yes.
When I was on stage, you know, I was like, you know, this is who I am. People were like, okay, but I was like, I did X, Y, Z, and it was like, oh, okay, cool, makes sense. So, so many people kept coming up to me and saying, you know what, that song really ministered to me tonight, touched me, it put me in a place to really evaluate where I was and made me want to think about somebody else and pray for them. So I was challenged Saturday when I got back to Richmond. I said, you know what? Let me share this again, share the song, because I've shared it many times. I said, but let me share it again from a different perspective. And the challenge became, you know how you see most, Facebook challenges where there's, you know, something like, go run out in the snow because it's really cold, come back in, or, the ALS challenge, share, take the cold water or something like that. But this one had a purpose for not for you just to participate in an action, but participate in an action with a purpose for someone else. So where it was for me to sing the first phrase of the song and dedicate that to someone who was going through at the time. And for me, Saturday night was dealing with my my younger sister in Baltimore, who at the time was just a little ill. So I wanted to encourage her. So I said, you know, this is my challenge of agree, not necessarily for me, but, you know, believing God that he's going to heal my sister. So that's what that became. Next thing I know, someone else is sharing it, someone else is doing it. And now, Charvette, I'm telling you, it's people who I've never seen before ever do it at all. I mean, of course, many of my friends, people from church, I can name names, Sherwood, Chelsea. I mean, they've all been a part of it and have done the challenge. People in California, you know, people Midwest. So it's been exciting. Some gospel artists have done it. Monica Lisa Stevenson has participated in it. So it's been amazing. So that's how it's become. But the great thing about it is it's not necessarily that people are calling James Johnson's name. That's well and that's good. But I'm not the one that has the power to heal, to set free, to deliver. So more importantly, they're realizing that they don't need James's help, but they need God's help. And for me, that is all of the gratification that I need, because I don't want people necessarily to just be take away that James Johnson is a songwriter and a singer, but I want them to know the power that lies in the spirit of agreement and how God promises, look, if you ask on anything, then he will give it to you. And that next verse, Matthew 18:20 says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am. So it's so much power that I think we take for granted as believers. So that's
absolutely
how it came about.
That's how it came about. And so, listeners, if you're on Facebook, all you have to do is search that hashtag, Agree Challenge, and you will see all of it come up right there. I've put it in a couple of the posts, and I know you're checking out me, facebook.com/Charvette.
I want to see your post,
almost
Charvette.
Out of,
I haven't seen your challenge. So I'm challenging you right here, right now.
Wait a minute. I don't sing. I don't sing. So,
you ain't got to sing. It's about 40% of the people who have done the challenge who don't sing. But you can talk it. You can talk it. You can rap it. You can just recite it.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
So this is your official challenge. So you ought to
feel
special. Because you're the only person that got a live challenge. Huh?
Oh, my good listeners, are y'all seeing how I just got put on the spot? So, okay, I'm gonna do a video in my own way. I'm going to do a video and be a part of the hashtag Agree Challenge in my own way. I need to have you back because I had so much I want to talk to you about. I want to talk about your background, singers. We just can't go into it right now. But listeners, we're going to have James back. But I got to point out, if you're in the capital city of Richmond, if you can get to Richmond on a snowboard, on a bicycle, on a trolley, on a whatever, Sunday, this coming Sunday, you can hear March 20th at 4 p.m. You can hear him and hear this music live, live in concert at New Birth Fellowship Ministries. Friends of the show, hello, New Birth. Right over on Orcutt Lane, New Birth Fellowship Ministries, this coming Sunday at 4 p.m., you can hear James. Also, Transformation Expo, I'm going to be there. Look for my hot pink booth. You cannot miss it. And then James, James, what? When do you hit the main stage?
We go on at 12:15, and like you mentioned, like you said, you wanted to ask me about my background singers. I have an amazing team, amazing group of singers, and the amazing thing about them is that they are all amazing worship leaders in their own right, singers in their own right, and I am just humbled that they have come to be part of this journey, and they're being blessed by it from, you know, every single one of them. The band is incredible.
Team
that's working with me right now, my manager, Dominique Stroman, along with Pastor Juliet and Freddie Davis that are helping me out. I mean, it's just an incredible, incredible team right now.
I mean, the team is so, I mean, the sound is so tight. Like, every background vocalist, you know what, we're just going to take the time. Every background vocalist,
in their own
right, is like an artist. So let's just tell the listeners about all of your background vocalists. Yes.
So I have my friend that I've known for probably since I've been here. I'll start with the guys. Keenan Moore. He's a member at St. Paul's along with Patrick. Patrick Newby, who's actually the Minister of Music, Worship, and Fine Arts there, and Sir Perry Evans, who is an amazing director for the Virginia State Gospel Choir, along with working on the St. Paul staff. Then I have my sister, Allison Lilly, who is so anointed, worship leader. Then my friend Tammy Terrell Johnson, who is an amazing worship leader. See, all of my, I got to find a new adjective to describe them. And then my sister, Chanel Taylor, who is down in the Petersburg area, another awesome woman of God. And then my two sopranos, one, Miss Shawnette Ellis, who is the glue that holds us all together, one of the greatest personalities. And last but certainly not least, my sister and pastor friend, Sister Christina Blue. They are all phenomenal, and along with my co-producer Daryl Woodson, my music director Alvin Spratley, Mark Johnson, J.L. Harris, Brandon Taylor. It's a phenomenal team. I'm blessed.
Woohoo! I mean, phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. So more to come, more to come on that. Last thoughts. Just let people know how they can connect with you online.
Several different ways to connect with me online. Really quickly, my website is www.jamesejohnsonmusic.com. Again, www.jamesejohnsonmusic.com. And you can find me on the three main social media spots. You can find me on Facebook, James Johnson at Facebook, James Johnson Music at Facebook, on Twitter, James Johnson VA, or on Instagram, James Johnson VA. I promise you, if you send me a message and we're connected and we're friends, and even if we're not friends or connected, I will respond back to you.
I can attest to that. I can attest to that. Wonderful, wonderful. Absolutely phenomenal. And listeners, if you're saying, man, I want to hear this again, or I know an aspiring artist or an aspiring somebody up and coming that needs to hear this, no problem. You can always send them back to charvette.com to check out all of our podcasts, all of our past shows, or you can catch the show on another broadcast this week. So don't worry about that at all. All right. Well, I have held you to our time. And James, I'm going to play and let listeners hear. Agree right now, and thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Say that one more time. I didn't hear the last part.
I said thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you so much, Miss Charvette Mitchell, for having me on Blog Talk today. Thank you. I'm so humbled when I got the inbox to be part of this. I'm grateful. Anytime you invite me to be here, I'll be back to talk to you and have fun with your listeners.
Yes, we will have you back. Thank you so much. All right, listeners, here you go. You've been waiting for it. Agree by James Johnson.
I don't know what you're going through, and I don't know what you're facing. I just want to agree with you that everything's going to be all right.
If there was a time that I needed you, the time would be now. Show me what to do, for I'm not by myself. We all need your help. Our need is critical, so we agree on a miracle.
Critical, so we agree on a miracle. Wow. I know you feel the anointing in the airwaves after that. So support James Johnson. And this song is going to turn around and bless you. So get it because it's a blessing to your life. And take part in the hashtag Agree Challenge. I will do my part. And thank you guys for hanging out with us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Always go to charvette.com for all the information about the site. Thank you so much to our mobile app listeners. We appreciate you, and we love you guys for always checking us out and keeping us locked right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We have more dynamic, phenomenal shows coming up for you on next week, so we want you to stay with us and hang out with us online. Twitter.com/Charvette.
Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.